Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take, starting right away, to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether those written by me or by one of my many friends in what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Mark Twain, that famous American author and entertainer, offered this thought: life does not consist mainly or even largely of facts and happenings. It consists mainly of the storm of thought that is forever flowing through one's head. The storm of thought, that background of what's going on in our own minds that we constantly seem to be thinking of and dealing with. An interesting observation. Today we're going to deal with an interesting, significant symptom. Glenda from Baytown called about carpal tunnels, since she's heard that surgery can permanently weaken your wrist. And sure enough, it can. So we're going to be talking about arthritis in the wrist and weakness in the wrist joint. So first I'm going to give you, before we share our patient stories, a brief introduction to what we call bones and bands. Now, this is a diagram that we constructed in order to make it simple for people to understand how do you get arthritis problems or weakness problems or carpal tunnel type symptoms in a joint. Now, you're made of bones and bands. They give you structure. The bones, obviously, are the support, the strong, you know, framework that you have. But they have to be held together. And they're held together by bands that are called ligaments, or the muscles are attached to the bones by similar bands called tendons. And these are what give you strength. These are what put your frame together and allow you to function. And, of course, when you function, you feel kind of good about things. That's the way your body's meant to move. And so you're at ease. You can bend or reach or walk or hold things, push things, pull things, whatever. And that's the way it ought to work. But when these bones get broken, obviously you need an orthopedic surgeon, someone who can put the alignment back in and allow something to heal so that you have use of it again in the future. What do you do then when the bands get broken? Well, we call that a sprain or a severe strain. And when those bands get stretched or torn, that's an injury. And because the bands are meant to hold the bones in a proper alignment, that excess play because of the stretch and tearing on the tissues allows for a wobble to occur around the joint. And when you wobble a joint, you decrease its strength. And what you're doing then is interrupting the normal function. It's not quite tight the way it used to be. And this is the beginning of disease. This is the beginning of the discomforts that we call symptoms. Now, when we talk about symptoms, everybody knows we're talking joint pains or muscle spasms. For the neck, it's headache. For joints, it's stiffness and swelling. For nerves, it's numbness or nerve pains. And, of course, all of this causes lost sleep and irritability and a variety of limitations depending on what's gone wrong. This point of symptoms is where people usually seek medical care. And the first thing that they usually do is to go to the drugstore, the pharmacy, and whatever, and buy something over the counter. The advertisements to Nupit or otherwise given anti-inflammatory medication. So your choices at this point are often drugs that you can readily get hold of. And the average delay of going to see the doctor from the time of a joint pain onset until you actually say, hey, I need some better help, is about 4 years. But at that point, when you see the doctor, your choices are more drugs and more surgery at this point, depending on what they recommend. Or we think your choice should be reconstructive therapy. Because if you don't treat the actual underlying problem where the bands have been stretched and you're now wobbling the joint, that's like a mortar and pestle grinding you down. And eventually your symptoms slip into crisis. And of course, crisis means we're now talking about more serious operations, more serious drugs. And still, we're at a point where reconstructive therapy, the non-surgical, non-drug treatment that we're talking about, can be of help to you. So people will get into this circle of going from crisis to symptoms and back to crisis again and symptoms unless you interrupt the cycle by treating what's actually causing the problems. And that's what keeps you from getting into worsening. And, of course, worsening is what we describe as getting into so much trouble that you are unable to get out. There is no rescue at that point. So we've invited three patients to join us today to talk about their experiences with having their wrists improve with reconstructive therapy. Now, very simply, this is using a very tiny needle to inject a little bit of irritating natural fluid around those joint areas into the tissues, the support tissues where they've been torn and stretched. And that stimulates your body to repair naturally. So that's what we're going to hear about, is feeling better naturally from our patients. Our first one, we're joined by Dr. David Cast, a chiropractic physician in my high school hometown. That's Waco, Texas, the heart of Texas. Dr. Cast first came to me in September of 2001 complaining of wrist pains, which is pretty hard for a chiropractor, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It sure is. Now, you know, you obviously had suffered with this for some time when you first saw me. How did that interrupt your work and your play?
Well, it had bothered me 4 or 5 years prior to actually coming to see you, and it prevented me from playing golf, doing a lot of lifting, and, of course, adjusting patients really caused a lot of pain and discomfort, numbness, and things like that. And it just really prevented me from leading a productive life.
That gets in your way every day.
Yes, sir.
And, when you're trying to do chiropractic adjustments, you're supposed to be thinking about the patient, not whether you're going to hurt yourself. Isn't that right?
When you push down on someone, you're really thinking that you don't maybe want to push as hard as what you should because you're more concerned about your wrist than actually doing an effective job on an adjustment.
You know, Dr. David, I think that a lot of times people think that doctors really don't get hurt and things like that. But there's so many limitations in life, since we all walk around with some kind of injury or arthritis to some extent during our professional lives. It's frustrating for the doctor who really wants to genuinely take care of that patient to be preoccupied with this.
It, like I said, it really does get in the way when you're more concerned, in some cases about a patient comes in and you have to perform a forceful adjustment on them in order to make them better. But at the same time, you know that when you do it, it's going to cause a lot of pain, and your wrist may be numb for the next half hour.
That's not good.
It really takes a little wind out of your sail.
It sure does. Had you been offered surgery or cortisone or anything?
I had seen a hand specialist up in Dallas, and he actually suggested that they do what's called a resection or a shortening of one of the bones in the forearm, where they go in and take eighth of an inch out of what he was terming the ulna, and that really just that didn't seem like a real good option to
me. It just doesn't cut it, does it? Dr. David, we'll be right back in just a minute with you. Right now, the time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. And if you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because, you know, you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation, just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIXPAIN, 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, Dr. David, when we're talking about doing surgery on someone whose whole career really depends on having, you know, a good functioning hand and wrist, that prospect is very sobering, isn't it?
It really is. Whenever considering that option, weighing in the back of your head, of course, is the distinct possibility and almost very likelihood of having to change careers. And that's just not a good option.
Not a good option. So how'd you find out about reconstructive therapy?
I had seen my medical doctor in Waco that actually had heard about the therapy, and he actually gave me your name and number.
That's kind of a nice referral, isn't it?
Oh, you bet.
And, you know, when you came in to see me, I said, gee, we've got a problem here. You've got some lax ligaments. Your ligaments kind of overstretch on a routine basis, not just at an injury area. And that's the same kind of problem I suffer with.
Pretty much every patient that you see and every adjustment you get, it's just a consistent worsening of the problem.
Right. You got worse and worse and worse. So when you came in, did you really, I mean, you know, in your heart of hearts, did you think we were going to get this fixed?
I was very hopeful.
Hopeful.
Of course. But, I am the king of skeptics.
Good.
And, when we come in as a patient, you have on your chart a percentage of improvement, and I always had put a low number just because I wasn't sure if my improvement was real, if that makes sense.
That's an honest assessment. Conservative is good at that point, you know?
You always think that the possibility, you know, of it coming back.
Right.
And really with the treatments that I've gotten so far, it's I believe, you know, right at 90% or between 90% and 100% better, and I am now fully back at work and performing adjustments with no problem at all.
Full days too.
Full days. It had gotten to a point where I had sold my practice in 2001, and I took off a whole year, mainly because of the pain I was experiencing and really considering career changes at that point.
I don't know. It's hard to be a rancher with a bad wrist, too, you know.
That's true.
In fact, when you look at it, almost every job involves being able to easily use your hands.
That is true.
And the thing that thrills me is how much success you've had consistently improving throughout the treatment course.
It was definitely, just a real consistent, slow, but consistent progress. I'm really satisfied. You know, we're going to actually, on the next visit, we're going to start on the other wrist I look forward to a full improvement on that one as well.
Well, you know, Dr. David, you brought up a good point there. We like to tell people it doesn't matter how many areas you have involved. We want to start with the worst first, Because if we can start with the one that's limiting you the most and bothering you the most and get some improvements with that, then it's pretty likely the rest of them are going to follow along pretty easily. And, you know, when you start saying, gee, my other wrist, which was so much better, is now the bothersome one, we know we've made some improvements because you're using both of them more and more. And so we're going to go on to the next wrist. And, you know, we've talked in the past about your shoulders and your knees and such. You know, sometimes people don't really understand the concept of hypermobility, which is too much mobility, or ligament laxity is another term, because the ligaments, the rubber bands, stretch too much. And that's just a genetic problem, very much related to scoliosis, where the back twists too much. And, of course, you see that all the time in your practice.
Every day.
And, you know, it's frustrating how much you can tear up your joints, not ever realizing that you actually have an underlying condition. You just don't make rubber bands as good as other people.
Well, one of the things that I see probably more so than anything in my practice is a whiplash type of injury.
And exactly.
It's basically just what you're talking about with the ligaments being damaged, allowing the joints to wobble, and that joint looseness, and since the joints don't track properly over the next few years, by the time I see most patients with neck pain and headaches and numbness in their shoulders and arms, is usually because of the arthritis that has developed from that injury.
That's right. That wobbling has ground them down. And, you know, happily, chiropractic does a tremendous, tremendous service in realigning these joints that have, you know, started getting out of kilter. And then it very nicely complements reconstructive therapy. You know, we offer all of our patients that if you don't have a chiropractor, you need to get one, because you will increase the rate of healing just by keeping things in alignment, and you'll feel much more comfortable in the process.
So. Well, one other aspect of the RT is if you go to the chiropractor and get adjustments, there has to be a certain amount of ligament and muscle tissue strength in order to hold the bone in place.
Exactly.
Or in alignment. And if that ligament is loose, then the joint is more likely to just slip right back out of alignment again.
And unfortunately, you're just complicating the problem, which is one reason why people, you know, go to chiropractors for years and years, never realizing that if they just got stronger ligaments, and of course you guys always recommend some good rehabilitative exercise programs to help strengthen the muscles as well. It's a total program. It's not just a simplistic thing. So that's the fun stuff. So do you look forward to surgery or cortisone injections in the future? Or?
Absolutely not. That's pretty much out of the picture now.
Out of the picture. You know, you did have surgery on your knee, but you really tore your knee up. You actually broke ligaments. And really had to have yourself put back together. And, you know, that's one of the cautions I like for people to understand, is that reconstructive therapy is wonderful unless, of course, you need surgery. And if you don't have the ligament going from one end to the other, there's no way for us to strengthen it. You've got to have surgery to put it back together or work around it like you did. So I have been really thrilled with your progress. I also have been really appreciative of your willingness to come join us. Sometimes health professionals, you know, are a little shy to get on the air and talk about their own health problems. But we're people just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, for the most part.
for the most part.
For the most part. if everyone would get out there and talk about all the good things that they've experienced just with chiropractic, with reconstructive therapy, other types of natural health care, it would be bigger than it already is.
Oh, yeah. We'd really have people aware and getting better, and that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about. Dr. David Cast, Waco, Texas, a wonderful chiropractic physician, a good friend, thank you so much for sharing with us today your story on wrist pains and getting better. So we look to seeing you soon in the office.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this word from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy, If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, even angina, heart pains, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pains, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a six-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again and call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. You know, today, St. Valentine's Day. What a special celebration. And, of course, this is Love Your Pet Week. Now, if you don't have one, call the SPCA and look into having a loving pet adopt you. It could really change your life. This is also Candy Month, who would have thought it, and Chocolate Month, and Creative Romance Month. It's the last few days of Aquarius, ending on February 18th, and thence begins the season of Pisces. Now, we're happy to have another patient join us this evening who has also had some stunning success with treatments on her wrist. And I had joked with Dr. Cast about it's hard to be a rancher when you have problems with your wrist, but Melissa Westbow of Houston, Texas, does play a weekend rancher as well as homemaker. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Trowbridge. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, you just came in to see me this last year, and you were talking about right and left wrist problems. Not fun.
Not fun.
How did you start having wrist problems?
I guess it was in the beginning playing sports and whatever, but as I got older, I'm 57.
That's not older. That's just growing.
Okay. That's my second childhood,
I guess. That's right.
I noticed that I was having difficulty rotating, grasping, picking up, and with hammering and the like. The condition continued to deteriorate.
Yeah, which doesn't help getting the job done, does it?
Not at all.
Wow. And if I recall, you really said it bothered you mostly at the base of your thumbs, kind of like where they come to the wrist, that you were getting worse and worse.
Absolutely. It was to the point where I couldn't use my thumbs at all.
Well, that's your grasper. How do you hold on to things?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's kind of the point.
Or pick up your grandchildren.
Exactly. That's not fun if you can't do that either. So when that started, were you worried that you were going to be limited for the rest of your life?
I was scared to death. I thought I was going to be disabled for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, most people kind of start thinking that when an important part goes down.
Absolutely.
And had you thought about getting cortisone or surgery or things like that?
I actually had thought that I was first going to I really didn't think that there was going to be any help for me until I found you in my life and you said you could fix me.
Well, that's a little scary to think you're not going to find help.
Right. No, I didn't think. The other people that I contacted, they told me that I was going to have to either take the cortisone shots and take pain relievers for the rest of my life.
All right. Now, what's the other choice?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, you've already in your life had enough suffering with your joints, your shoulder, your back, your ankles, and you even fractured a pelvis and hip.
I did, as a young girl. I sure did.
So you kind of had a recollection that this is an uncomfortable way to go forward.
Absolutely.
When faced with your graspers going down, though, when you can't really use your thumb to hold on to things, that changes everything you do from the moment you get up in the morning.
You technically have to depend on other people to do those things for you.
Oh, that's where you find out who your friends are.
Right, absolutely.
That's part of the for better or worse part.
That's true. Jar opening, turning doorknobs, even pumping gas. Couldn't do it because you couldn't grasp.
Even pumping gas?
Correct. I could not squeeze the nozzle to make the gas go in.
See, those are the simplest things that you wouldn't even think to talk about.
Right, and that's, you know, I told you how old I was, but I really felt like I was just too young to be old, you know. I thought I was going to be dependent on other people to do everything for me.
Ouch.
Ouch.
When you just are entering what you think is the second half of your life, this is not the way to lead it.
Exactly.
Now, when you go forward with something like that, did they ever talk with you about the side effects of the medications that are involved?
actually the traditional physicians would skim across the long term and just preach the goodness of the temporary relief in the beginning and not talk to you about the swelling of your body and the weight gain and the puffiness and the long term effects of using the cortisone and the steroids, which I really was not willing to do anyway.
Well, yeah, but you know, pain will drive a lot of people to do a lot of things.
Well, okay. I guess if I had gone that far, I probably would have had to have considered those.
Right, and even the possibility of joint replacement surgery, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I think the podiatrists have shown that in a lot of cases, joint replacement surgery can be extremely helpful for joints in the feet.
Mm.
And we're still working on getting, you know, really successful surgery for joints in the hand. And hand surgery has made marvelous strides. However, wouldn't it be better to fix it without the surgery?
Absolutely.
So when you came in, you knew that we help people with problems like this, but what did you really think about for yourself?
I was hoping for a minimum amount of success. I really wasn't considering that I would have the kind of recovery that I did have. I was just hoping for something else. Even to be without pain for a couple of hours or for a couple of months and then do it again and do it again, I was willing to do that for, I know, forever.
Just to keep getting the relief and the strengthening.
Right.
That makes sense, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. Yes, sir.
And again, that's desperation talking.
It is.
You know.
True desperation.
And I guess, you know, you think of a knee or a hip, those are big problems, or a low back or something. But when you start thinking people get desperate for a little tiny joint in the wrist, you know, it almost seems out of proportion, but that's what you use all the time.
I really did not realize how much I used my hands, including just my thumb and index finger. And when I wasn't able to do that because I like to crochet and even trying to paint the house, it was just almost impossible after 30 minutes of trying to paint because I couldn't use, because those fingers wouldn't stay together.
And how many days did you pay for it each time you tried?
Hours of crying and staying up and walking the floors, just wringing my hands because the pain wouldn't go away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your story just kind of bites real deep at home.
Oh, well, it was one of those things that I just, all of my life, never really considered that I would ever be in that position because I was active and, you know, never thought of myself as deficient in anything. And then all of a sudden to be there looking at myself with this defect, I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Am I going to have to sit and have everybody, you know, try to get somebody to do it for me? I don't know. I was really upset and just out of sorts.
Yeah, you start to look at life a whole different way, don't you?
Absolutely.
And in a way that you go, okay, I'll make certain adjustments and certain arrangements, but after that, where does it go?
Right.
It gives you a lot of empathy for the people in nursing homes.
Oh, absolutely.
And even for your grandmother, you know, when you look back and you remember when we were kids, we kind of thought grandmas seemed so limited and, gosh, I'll never be like that.
Right. I can remember her not being able to stir the pot on her soup, you know, because her hands didn't, you know, couldn't grasp the spoon anymore. And visions of that came to me, and I thought, oh, Lord, here we go again.
Right, and you were nowhere near grandma age.
Nowhere near grandma age.
Right. So that kind of thing has a sobering reflection. So what was nice was we got your x-rays, and what you showed was pretty simple degenerative arthritis changes.
Mm-hmm.
And the happy news, of course, is there's nothing more serious there, as though that's not serious enough since it's causing the pain.
Right.
And when we talked about it, we said, you know, that when your joints can't move normally, when you're starting to wobble like that because of the ligaments being weak,
mm-hmm.
you start creating the grinding there, and you can also pinch on the nerves and such. And we were pretty easily able to explain all of your symptoms, right?
Exactly. I was relieved. that your explanation was easy enough.
Right. And it fit what was going on with you.
Exactly.
Melissa, we'll be right back with you. So hold on to your story. We want to find out how you got better.
Okay.
It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Now, sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So here's our joke for today. A young woman went to her doctor complaining of pain. "Where are you hurting?" asked the doctor. "Well, you have to help me. I hurt all over," said the woman. "What do you mean, all over?" asked the doctor. "Be a little bit more specific." The woman touched her right knee with her index finger and yelled, "Ow, that hurts." Then she touched her left cheek and again yelled, "Ouch, that hurts too." Then she touched her right earlobe. "Ow, even that hurts," she cried. The doctor checked her thoughtfully for a moment and told her his diagnosis. "You have a broken finger." So if you have a doctor joke that's suitable for our show, please share it with us. And let's talk again about St. Valentine's Day, because that's today. And gentlemen, if you haven't already, there's still time to call your local florist to surprise your favorite lady. You also have to remember that this is Jewelry Day on February 15th. That's tomorrow. That's a good way to start the Valentine's celebration. It's also second honeymoon weekend, a good excuse to hop over to Galveston for a carefree weekend. And tomorrow, the 15th, is the Daytona 500 race. Coming up on Monday, of course, is the President's Day on the 16th. That's a banking and postal holiday. So remember to get business done if you need to have it done. And now, let me just share with you a bit more of interest, because I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and your ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, tests, and treatments? What nutritional supplements? Because you see, over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, and disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis like we're talking about with wrist problems today and carpal tunnel, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, and the list goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. You could feel better than you ever expected. So what books do you want reviewed and what authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. So what questions do you want answered? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. For example, wrist and hand pains can lead to shoulder and elbow discomforts, even neck pains. And then the drugs prescribed can cause gut heartburn and even constipation and other complications. So correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there's no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make your feeling much better be much more affordable for you. So make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. Wouldn't you like to know more? And that's what this show is all about. And that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Now, Melissa, we were talking about how you were concerned what the future was going to hold, and how when you came in, we were able to figure out what your problem was. Pretty straightforward, and said it's not devastating even though it feels that way. So when we said we wanted to do reconstructive therapy, you were optimistic.
I was ready for the cure.
I guess that's really how you said it, too.
I was absolutely eager to begin. I was ready for the change.
And I cautioned you, we're going to use tiny needles.
Right.
We're going to do little injections. And you said, let's go.
Let's go.
And it didn't even seem that uncomfortable.
It was, to my surprise, it was with little bitty pricks, absolutely painless. I would recommend it to even the most squeamish of people. It was not uncomfortable for me at all.
Of course, there's a lot of squeamish people out there, you know. On the other hand, surgery can be quite something to recover from.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I had a root canal once that caused more pain for more days than the little discomfort that I had with having the reconstructive therapy.
Well, I'm going to remember that. You compared it to a root canal.
Yes.
But it won. That's the nice part. And then, very quickly, you noticed that you were dramatically improving with your wrist.
Oh, within 5 minutes of the beginning treatment, I was almost pain-free and able to move my wrist, which were practically frozen when I came to see you.
Of course, the nice news there is what you're talking about is the local anesthetic that's also in there. That's called neural therapy. That's an additional part. But that also tells us that where your pain was coming from, which was now being numbed, is where the treatment solution also went in. In other words, where the problem is, we just treated.
Right.
And that's always exciting when people show that kind of improvement.
It was extraordinary.
And then you kept getting better.
Absolutely.
And then insisted we start on the other wrist as well.
I certainly did.
And, you know, I'm sometimes hesitant to move forward on treating more areas at the same time. But then again, you were very persuasive about, look how much better I can move.
I couldn't wait for the other side to feel as well.
That's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, that was just a wonderful and rewarding prospect. When you have talked with other patients in the office, what's been their experience in what you've heard?
I believe that their experience with the same reconstructive therapy has been as positive as mine, or I have to say that I have to be the star patient because I feel like my recovery was the most miraculous. But I believe that they had very positive reactions to their therapy as well.
Well, that's true, and you really are a star patient in that regard. Certainly one of the reasons why we were happy you were willing to come on the radio show.
Well, thank you.
But the deal is that, you know, some people relate the degree of pain or the length of time that they've had the problem and say, well, that means I'll have to take a longer time to heal. And that's not necessarily true.
I didn't feel that at all. I was willing to accept any amount of gradation of the relief, you know, as part of the therapy, and was absolutely thrilled when I had such a quick result after the first one, and then the second one, I was almost completely moving.
Oh, that was just awesome.
It was wonderful.
And went back to the ranch and did stuff.
I did lots of things.
And how's the crocheting coming?
Oh, the crocheting is doing very well. I have grandbaby number 5 coming, and I'm very, very busy.
Oh, yes. And you'll be busy changing diapers and holding and rocking.
And picking them up, thank goodness. Thank you, Dr. Trowbridge, for that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
That's the most awesome experience. When people talk about, you know, picking up grandbabies and such, we try to find what's really important in your life. And I have to tell you that in 1990, when I started getting treatments on my back, the reconstructive therapy from Dr. Faber, who also taught me how to do this, I couldn't pick up my daughter. She was 2 years old and 20 pounds dripping wet. I couldn't pick her up without pains, electric pains, shooting through my leg and out through my foot. So I understand just the simple things of how we relate to each other when we feel good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So those are great stories. Melissa, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. You have really made our day because it's when people like you step forward to share, it makes it make sense for everyone else.
It was a joy to be with you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's now about 40 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Good counsel for the new year. And now we're joined with a special young lady, Danielle Jernigan of Splendora, Texas. She's actually a treatment assistant with me at Life Celebrating Health. And I guess the best way I should say it to start off is play ball. Welcome to the show, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And I'm glad you are, too. You've got ball games starting next week, don't you?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
You sure do. But in August of 2001, which, you know, really doesn't seem that long ago when you look back, but you weren't sure how much you were going to be able to play ball.
Right.
And when you came to me, how had you hurt your wrist?
Well, I couldn't really pinpoint one particular incident. It just, over a period of time, I found myself grabbing my wrist during the day and just trying to, you know, work with it and try to work the ache out. And just, it was just a dull ache that lasted most of the day.
Kind of like a toothache in your wrist.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't lift heavy objects or anything like that. And, of course, it was hurting, you know, my playing ability to throw the ball and stuff in softball. So
very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we joke about it, but staying active in sports is one of the ways that people do stay healthier. It's one of the ways that they stay skinnier. It's one of the ways that they keep themselves more with body tone. So, you know, if your wrist is in the way, it starts affecting the whole rest of your body.
Right.
And that was uncomfortable. Now, you know, you're unique in the sense that a lot of the people who come to see us at the office have been in real pain. You know, this has been excruciating stuff. This has been nasty stuff. Yours was more a gnawing or kind of toothache kind of thing in your wrist.
Right. It was annoying.
Yes,
right.
Annoying for sure. Mm-hmm. And at that point, what you told me was that you, when you tried to grasp things, that was when you got the most discomfort, when you tried to hold something and squeeze it.
Right.
And that, of course, kind of gets in the way of doing your work, too.
Exactly.
And gives you, you know, you're a young lady. This gives you cause to reflect what does your future hold as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew that we did these treatments, and you came right on over and said, listen, look at this wrist. We got your x-rays, and happily nothing was mean and nasty on your x-rays. And you were more than ready to start the treatments.
I sure was. I was actually excited about it to get, you know, actually get my wrist better and to start playing like I used to play.
Like you used to play.
Exactly.
All right. Home run hitters here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about playing ball, you know, you're getting out on the field and you're stressing yourself suddenly, unexpectedly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What did the wrist do when you would put those sudden stresses across it?
You would find, it would ache constantly, but you would find sharp pains and things when you threw long distances, or you don't really think about what your body's going to do after the game when you're actually playing. You know, you give 110%, and then you live with the consequences afterwards, and I think that's, you know, what hurt my wrist also. In between treatments, actually, you know, I would come back for more because I was actually overdoing things.
Duh. When you talk about overdoing things, you know, those are sudden things that we don't think about in play because, you know, you're just out there to do something. And
right.
you until you really start hurting a lot, you don't do a whole lot of protecting of your wrist and such. And so, you know, a lot of people think that if you just guard it and you just don't overuse it and such, you'll be able to get okay and you won't have to do anything for it. But that's not exactly true, is it?
No, sir.
No. So when you came in excited about getting treated, you'd already seen dozens and dozens of patients getting their wrists and elbows and shoulders and knees and necks and backs and ankles and such getting treated. And you expected that this was going to work for you, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I don't think I really had any concern that it wasn't going to work. I knew that it would work, and it was just a matter of getting everything together and actually doing it.
And that everything together is just making sure we had blood tests to make sure there wasn't something else going on and x-rays and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So it's not a big deal to make sure that you're going to have a good chance for healing, but we want to start on people who have about a 9 out of 10 chance that when we're doing this treatment, it's going to be well worth it for them. And we said to you, hey, this fits, let's get started.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Danielle, we'll be right back with you, so be prepared to talk about how you got better. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly, feel better, and have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina heart pains, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true, and Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied, so Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, I said 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Some important birthdays around the corner here. We just missed Abraham Lincoln, our beloved 16th president. His birthday was actually on February 12th, that's 1809. And inventor Thomas Edison was on February 11th. That's the same day for actor Burt Reynolds, who was born in 1936. Actress Kim Novak, born on February 13th, 1933. And TV personality Hugh Downs, born on this date in 1921. And coming up, basketball's greatest, Michael Jordan, February 17th, 1963. And we're back with you, Danielle, to hear when you had your first treatment. You'd already seen patients going through this in the office. What did you expect it was going to feel like to you?
After the treatment, I expected improvement. I expected, the aching to go away some. And it did after the first treatment. I could, notice significant improvement. Even, team members and stuff could even notice, that I'd been throwing better and stuff like that. So
we're talking after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just awesome. And that kind of stuff, when other people are talking about seeing you getting better, that's not the stuff you can fake.
Right.
That's the real stuff. So you obviously came back for more.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of years, we've treated your wrist just a few times, and each time getting steadily better, right?
Right.
And each time able to do more in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's really important for people to get the idea that, when you talk about surgery, you're talking about being down for a while. How long will I not be able to do stuff? Mm-hmm. But when you do reconstructive therapy, it's no surgery, no daily drugs, and you're able to do things in between treatments, and even drag the treatment program out. I get people asking us all the time in the office, when do I have to come back? Well, the treatment keeps working. It helps start the healing process, and it works for weeks and weeks. And we like to see people getting a weekly treatment until they're doing better. But, once they're doing better every other week, every third week, or in your case, yours is just every, 2-3 months. Because
or longer,
because you've continued to do better and better, and what we're doing mostly with you is just little touch-up areas now when you overstress it, playing ball or something else.
Right.
So, it's kind of interesting to do as little as we've done and get as much result.
Exactly.
Was there any patient in the practice that you saw doing reconstructive therapy that just stuck out in your mind as someone you go, that's a story I want to share with other people?
Trying to think of one lately.
Obviously, we didn't rehearse this because I asked you this right out of the blue, didn't I?
Let's see.
We've got some knee patients and some hip patients. What about our lady from Albuquerque with the hip?
Right. She's done really, really well.
Oh, gosh.
We've had really good results with shoulders.
Shoulders doing great, too.
And you did very good with my ankle when I sprained my ankle.
Yeah.
Very good with that.
And how did you sprain your ankle?
I slid in the third and thought I could move a guy, but he wouldn't move, and my ankle did. So
if he'd have just moved, everything
would have
been just fine. That's right. You'd have been safe, and he'd have been gone.
Right.
Well, see, that's that playing ball again. You know, I think it's important to realize sometimes in our kind of medicine where we're taking care of people with such dramatic problems on a routine daily basis, and you go, well, gee, okay, there's so-and-so and then such-and-such, and it almost doesn't stand out for us as remarkable because it's routine.
Exactly.
And, you know, when I started doing this was before you joined us in the office, we used to have a real hard time getting hips to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Hips were a difficult joint to work with. And what I found is that working with Dr. Faber over the next 4 years or 5 years, we changed a lot of the technology doing the hip treatments, because they used to be about a 60% improvement when, you know, when we're talking about the neck, the back, the shoulder, the wrist, the knees, hip, or the ankles and stuff. Those folks would be like 85 to 90% would be getting better. And we've been able to move the hips up into that category by altering the program and intensifying the treatment process. So it's rewarding, you know, to have you working there doing better with your wrist and your ankle and then seeing all these people.
Right. And I'll share it a lot with patients, and they'll ask me, you know, does it hurt? And honestly, I don't think it really hurts. I would rather much go through a couple shots than actually go through the pain constantly every day. And we have, I mean, you know, we have patients that come in, 70 and 80-year-old women that'll come in and get so many different areas worked on at one time, and it's just amazing. You know, they're walking right out of the office, you know. So, I mean, it's not too painful. You can endure it. You can drive home. It's not like surgery. You're not out for a couple days.
That's kind of neat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Listen, Danielle, we really appreciate your sharing with us this morning, and you know, we obviously look to see you back in the office on Monday and helping patients. And that's the nice thing is that when I'm able to do treatments on the staff, I get the direct benefit of it, and so do my patients.
Right.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sharing your story. Now, you know, why hasn't anyone opened your eyes to a treatment that medical research and practice has shown that can help you heal your back naturally with no drugs, no surgery, where you can see quick relief from back or neck pain, shoulder, elbow, wrist pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, foot pain, where you can enjoy the permanent results you've long wished for, where you can regain normal function. You can actually do what you want to again. A treatment that works safely with no downtime and few side effects, where you can see your back or neck or shoulder, knee, wrist, whatever, stronger than ever before, able once again to do more than you ever looked forward to again. A treatment where you can optimize your performance and possibly delay arthritis, where you can improve most of the joints of your body. 9 times out of 10, most of the patients who walk in will be very happy with their treatment program, and you get back to work and play the way you want to. And a treatment that works brilliantly for almost any back, neck, or other joint pain, limitation, sports injury, and so on. Well, the reason no one has opened your eyes to this is because this is a treatment program that doesn't involve daily drugs, so there's no TV advertising, and it doesn't involve surgery, so there's not a whole lot of hospitalization and other associated costs and delays and whatever. So this is something that literally has to be spread by word of mouth. When we talk about word of mouth, those are the kinds of interviews that we're doing with patients to let you hear their stories. And remember, reconstructive therapy, it's not reconstructive surgery. That's like with plastic surgery. This is reconstructive therapy, or RT for short, is a technique that was discovered over 50 years ago to strengthen and repair your weakened joints, cartilage, ligaments, and tendons, the rubber bands that we talked about. Now, a joint is the area where two bones come together, and for movable joints, a capsule will cover the joint, and then ligaments will hold the bones in proper alignment, and muscles, of course, act to move the bones closer together or farther apart. And RT, reconstructive therapy, clearly restores more normal motion and strength to your joints. And that is the secret, because as we restore the more normal motion and strength, that's where the pain relief comes, because you're no longer clobbering your joints with that wobbling of the weakened support structures. Now remember, cartilage is the slick surface on the ends of both bones of a joint. We call it the slide and glide surface. And medical scientists have demonstrated that the reconstructive therapy process can actually regrow injured cartilage, often reducing or eliminating the grinding in your degenerating joints. And remember, we're not just talking about big joints like hips and knees and things like that. We're talking about smaller joints like finger knuckles, like wrists and ankles and even toes and the feet. So, what is the take-home message from today's featured guests? Well, simply this. Joint problems, whether from illness or injury, whether called arthritis or broken bones or tennis or golfer's elbow or carpal tunnel or just plain pains in your limbs or neck or back, are poorly treated by daily drugs that just put on a patch, a band-aid on your suffering. And many, even most times, surgery is not needed. It's frustrating, for example, when someone gets out of a cast from having had a broken bone and then months later, after attempting rehabilitative exercises and such, still have pain, but the bone has healed just fine. In that case, we look for the rubber bands, the ligaments and tendons, and those often need repair. And reconstructive therapy, RT, can help 80 to 90% of people without surgery and without daily drugs, often quickly and easily. So remember, the message is hope, that help is really available now. Now, Belinda from Friendswood emailed to ask us to share information that could help improve her husband's golf game, which has suffered since his elbow started hurting. So next time we'll talk about tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, arthritis and shoulder and wrist and things like that that can get the elbow involved and interrupt the way that we go through life. So tune in for that special show. Today's show is dedicated to the lover in each and every one of us, that joyful capacity to look at another human being with understanding and compassion and tolerance, just as God looks at us. You know, our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, our production assistants, Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. Audiotape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. I invite your feedback. You know, what do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? Who would you like for me to interview? There's lots of books out there. Go to the bookstore and look in the health or self-help section and see which ones you'd like to hear more about. Please share your ideas by email. That's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com, or by fax. That's 281-540-4329. By mail, just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you want to hear or what information we might send to you. Now, receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. That's health, H-E-A-L-T-H, choices, C-H-O-I-C-E-S, now, N-O-W.com. There's no spaces. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.